Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2040, Sposato Imports.
An application for an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an expansion of a conditional use number 1474, which was approved for a landscaping business, to utilize a warehouse for the storage of wine, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 10.109 acres, more or less. This property is located east of Hudson Road, being Route 258, and 1,720 feet south of Eagles Crush Road, being Route 264. The 911 address is 16181 Hudson Road, Milton. The tax map ID is District 235, map 22, parcel 21.01. For the benefit of the record, the applicant did provide us a packet, which you have received in your packet. It's a site location sketch, a sketch of the property as it exists and as it is proposed, a copy of the previous conditional use site plan, and a sketch of the building intended to be used for the warehouse. The Department of Transportation did provide comments on this application. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service of Hudson Road will not change as a result of this application. The Sussex County Engineering Department provided comments. This site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. An on-site septic system is utilized on the property. Conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. The proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, I received no letters in support of, in opposition, or any other agencies on this application. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? All right, so come on up and introduce yourselves.
Hi, Karen Sposato, 16181 Hudson Road.
Okay. Tony Sposato, 16181 Hudson Road, Milton, Delaware.
I'm sure you heard where our director read his record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think he covered most of it. Okay. Open for questions.
Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
I just kind of really just need to know what you're doing in the area. Are you storing long term, short term?
Short term would be better. hopefully in and out. What we're doing is we're bringing wines up from Argentina, from Mendoza. We have a farm where we're producing wines, and we're bringing them up. We're the importer, and we just need a place to store them in a temperature-controlled climate, and from there they'll go to our distributor, which right now we're using is in Maryland. So it's not going to be used for any kind of retail use. It's just storage facility, warehouse.
So it's trucked up, I would assume.
Yes, truck dump, I guess you, yeah. So it'll come off the ship in containers. Containers will come to us, we'll unload, and then we'll ship out.
How many trucks a day, a week?
At the most, if we're lucky, one a week.
One going in and one going out?
Well, yeah, one would come in, load, and go out. Or a pickup. An empty truck would come in and go out.
So, but this is absolutely no retail. This is just
absolutely no retail. No,
this is an additional warehouse to your current warehouse.
It's a warehouse that we currently have that we're going to transform into a temperature controlled climate warehouse.
Will you be requesting a sign for this? I mean, is this
no sign.
And I'm guessing the hours are same as the hours.
Same, yes.
For the landscape, in between those times.
7 to 3:30.
And then does this have to go through the alcohol?
Yeah, once it's approved with you, it will go up to the alcohol commission.
So it's something close. Once it's approved by us.
Once it's approved, yes. Hopefully,
okay,
it's approved.
So what was the trucking amount? One a week.
One a week. Yeah.
And they would be big 18-wheelers, is that?
Normally, I think distribution trucks, 6-wheelers, maybe 6.
A steak body like that ups or a FedEx type truck?
Yes. Yeah.
And the reason that they're coming back through this is because their original CU doesn't have any storage in it.
Probably. Did you go to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission?
We did.
And they needed a letter from P&Z.
Right.
And P&Z said, well, it's a conditional use for landscaping business, not wine storage, which triggered them for the conditional use.
Right.
Would be
sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything in that conditional use stays.
Yeah, this would just be an expansion of that.
Okay. The way we advertised it was as an expansion to that conditional use. Be a new number, but it'll be an expanded continue using the landscaping business, and it would just be using this one facility for the purpose of storage for the wine.
And it would just be the warehouse could plan that we have here, or it would be the whole site?
That's all they've asked for. They could ask. It would be on that site. They would have to come back to the information if they wanted to expand that
and
building, and the commission would then decide if there was a public hearing required to do that.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes we've seen these where people have had conditional uses, and, you know, there's a determination whether it's a reasonable expansion of, you know, like I think we've seen some with Suburban Propane where they sort of
added more tanks.
Yeah, but going from landscaping to wines, that's kind of a stretch as far as whether that's part of the original conditional use or not. So that's why they had to come back to it.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson. So your product is already bottled when it's brought in?
Everything's bottled, labeled in Argentina.
Okay. And they're coming in on container ships, is that?
It comes in on container, yes.
And then that container is loaded onto a 16-wheeler and brought in, or?
Yes.
Okay. And then from there, it's distributed.
Well, we'll go in our warehouse.
Right.
And then from our warehouse, it will go to the distributor.
Okay.
So we're just an importer that stores the product. And
so
then once it goes to the distributor, then it goes out to the retail.
So when I go to the store to buy a bottle of your Malbec, it goes from your warehouse to the distributor, then the distributor brings it to the liquor store,
yeah.
And then I have to drive there to get it.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do enjoy your Malbec.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what Argentina is known for, right?
Yeah, it is. And I have no further questions, Mr. Cameron. I understand the application, and it sounds like it's retrofitting an existing building.
Okay.
As well as being a public service.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Posada. Just curious, have you had any meetings or any overtures with your neighbors to see what their feelings may or may not be?
No, we have not. There's been a public sign out for, I guess, public hearing sign for a while.
So I guess this
yeah.
would be the forum that
yeah.
we would find out if,
yes.
if
we'll find
there
out,
are any
yeah.
questions. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you'd
yeah.
explain to them just what the exact nature was.
Yeah.
As you've done to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
All right.
Ms. Cornwell?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Redley?
No questions.
Okay.
No
Ross?
Questions.
All right. Counsel?
None. Thanks.
All right, then. I have none either. So if you would, take a seat in the bottom.
Right.
See if there's anybody
appreciate
here
it.
With an interest to
thank
see
you.
If 30 or 40 of your neighbors showed up. They did. They must be in the lobby. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2040, Sposato Imports? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2040, Spisato Imports? All right then. Anyone on the commission have any additional questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2041, Scott Randall Witzke.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for retail auto sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Little Creek Hundred, Clark County, containing 10 acres more or less. Property is located north of Delmar Road, Route 54, 1/2 mile west of Horsey Church Road, being Road 510. The 911 address is 8137 Delmar Road, Delmar. The tax map ID is District 532, map 19, parcel number 7. I did receive a couple of agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation. They have not recommended a traffic impact study. The current level of service of Delmar Road, Route 54, from Horsey Church Road, Road 510 to Delmar Road, Route 513 will not change as a result of this application. The Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments. The site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4. An on-site septic system would be utilized. The conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. The proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, we have received no additional comments from any individual or agency. The applicant in his packet did supply us with a site plan showing the 10-acre parcel and a circled area showing where he intends to place a few cars or trucks. And he did provide a copy of a letter under the letterhead of White Dove Truck and Equipment Sales. I wasn't sure if you all got copies of that or not. Did anybody get a copy of that letter?
I did.
Okay. I just want to make sure you had it. I don't think everybody here wants to hear me read 2 pages of the letter. So
no.
It is on the record that we did receive a letter from Mr. Witzke for the purpose of representing his application. Thank you.
All right, sir. Anyone here representing this application?
Scott Witzke.
Okay, and your address?
8137 Delmar Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Okay, Mr. Whiskey, I'm sure you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
Just that 10-acre or close to 10-acre parcel is part of a larger parcel. It's a 43-acre farm. None of the neighboring properties, due to its seclusion, really have a sight line to that particular property, and it's our intention to possibly on occasion display a vehicle by the road, but that's not how we do business. Typically we sell on the internet, and we plan to continue that strategy.
All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Wallace.
Yes, let's start with where you ended, Mr. Whiskey. If you did display a vehicle near the road, near 54, you know, how close, do we have an ordinance that says
it would have to be at least, if it was approved, and it would be subject to site plan, but the ordinance would allow the display to be set to 25 feet from the right-of-way of the public road.
So if we set a condition of 50 feet or something like that, that would be okay?
Sure. Yeah. I actually don't intend to leave anything out there overnight anyhow, just due to the nature of the traffic and the people.
Your letter discusses up to 5 vehicles. Is that enough, an adequate amount of display vehicles?
Yeah.
And will you have any additional vehicles stored behind the home or out of sight, or would that be the total number of vehicles on site?
I don't intend to have more than that, but it wouldn't be more than 10 total assets on the property at any given time. That would be for sale. And that wouldn't actually, well, it may or may not be on that parcel. It may be on another parcel, adjoining parcel.
I'm confused there. What do you mean, outside of the conditional use area?
Well, if we were allowed to store something, you know, on another part of the property, we'd be open to that. If that was a problem, then we could leave it on that parcel, too.
No, it would have to be within the conditional use area.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to store outside of the conditional use. And you have some lines drawn here, but you have ample acreage and 10 acres.
Sure.
And that would bring me to my next question. I mean, do you really need the 10 acres? I mean, for those two vehicles? Or would a smaller area work for you?
The ordinance allows us to draw a conditional use line that has nothing to do with your property lines. It could be cut out a very small or large or whatever size piece out of your actual property. So I know sometimes folks think that you have to apply for a conditional use for the entire site because, you know, that's your property. But the reality is that we have the ability to circumscribe a portion of your site for the conditional use, and that's why Mr. Ross is asking that question.
Yeah, if it's problematic, I would certainly be open to it. It would be good if you guys would be gracious enough to allow me the whole parcel, and the reason for that is because we really don't want to leave any inventory out by the road at night.
And
we can at least move it to the back part of that parcel.
Okay. And then this would be, these 10 vehicles would be a combination of cars and trucks, right?
That is correct, sir.
And then will you be doing any repairs on site to any of the vehicles? No? And will you have any inoperable vehicles, any vehicles that don't run for whatever reason?
Hopefully not.
Well, we'll make it a condition, so it won't be hopefully, it just won't be, okay?
Yeah.
And then do you have any plans on selling parts for any other, you know, accessories or anything like
that?
No. Okay. And then do you require a sign on the property?
State requires a sign.
Yeah.
I would have to put one up.
Okay. Yeah. And would allow that to be lighted, and it would be required to be no more than 32 square feet.
Okay.
On a single side, you could do a double side.
Okay.
On either side.
But I can do it smaller though.
You can do it smaller than that.
Sure.
4x8 is a max. Okay.
Perfect.
I really don't think there's much of a need to do an hours of operation here, since you're not going to be doing very much retail sales from the site. That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, then,
Mr.
Smith. No questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are you the owner of this property?
I am, sir.
Because I was looking at this deed, it had Sayers listed.
Mm-hmm. That would be the prior owners.
The prior owners?
Yeah.
Okay. And the third question, Mr. Chairman, I understand the application.
Okay. Further questions? Okay. Ms. Formwell?
No questions, thank you.
Right away? Okay. Go on, but counsel?
No questions, thanks.
I have no questions, Mr. But just an observation is I imagine you're beginning to feel a little bit like a square peg that's been pounded and being pounded into a round hole here with them wanting you to be have a retail and comply with the retail dealer rules when then you have no intention of doing that. Have you spoken to your state legislators about possibly getting them to acknowledge an online auction as being an auction? Sorry.
It was easier to do this.
Oh, no,
honestly.
No, well, believe me, I understand that. And my question has no bearing on any decision
sure.
we're going to make.
Yeah.
It's just
no, I did talk to, I didn't talk to Representative Dukes about that. I did talk to him about some other things related to this. But the DMV at this point, I mean, they don't recognize it. Do I think it's an arguable win on the part of wholesalers? Absolutely. I mean, the government recognizes that as an auction. Federal government does. So I think it would be incumbent upon the state to recognize it as well. But
and again, it has no bearing at all on the decision that we made here. But I would just encourage you to continue to do that because it's something that needs to be fixed.
Great. So. Thank you.
Can I add to that?
You may. Please.
If I had a request from the applicant for a wholesaler license, I could approve it on this site. but we can have no vehicles stored, displayed, repaired.
Right.
Detailed, anything on the property for that purpose, only for the purpose of a wholesale license to have an office, a telephone,
right,
and a desk. And that's what motor vehicle regulations say.
Well, the issue we're running into is some of our sales, most of what we have done traditionally in the past has been exported out of the country, heavy equipment and dump trucks, things of that nature. And we have gone to some domestic sales where there's been such a slowdown globally. And as we move into the retail sales within the United States, the state of Delaware asked us to get a retail license. So all this has to do with, you know, us needing
to get it. It all actually came from motor vehicle.
Motor vehicle, right. Yeah. And to his point, yeah, my contention was that we were selling through auctions because that is basically mandated by the state that you have to sell through auctions or to other dealers. And, you know, they quickly dismissed that by saying we don't recognize online auctions, basically.
Which, well, that can be changed.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
They've got a ball somewhere. We're just not sure where. A whole bunch of them. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please take a seat nearby. Sure. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2041, Scott Randall Witzke? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2041? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2042, Beach Fire Brewing Company.